Sherman's map of the area shows his farm.
Really?
It's located farm, yeah, on the river.
Wow.
And so they shipped him back north, and he signed an agreement to stay north of the river until all the hostilities was over, and they put him to work in a boxcar factory. Or he went to work in a boxcar. I don't know if they put him to work, but he went to work in a boxcar. Read a couple of books about the ladies, and a lot of them went to work in cotton mills in Indiana and never came back. But that was their option, you know. They didn't want to go. And sometimes I think that they might have trotted all the way to Marietta and jumped on those cars, because you think about running that mill 24 hours a day, primarily women.
Mm.
Had to be tough.
Yeah.
Had to be tough. Now, where the sadness, what's really sad about it is the separation of families.
Mm-hmm.
And breaking up that. And in Sherman's note, what brought that about was Barrington King, who's Roswell King's son, when he evacuated Roswell, he burned the bridge. And so, I think it was Gerard, was sent over here by Sherman to burn the mills. And he did that, and he wrote Sherman, sent him a dispatch that told him that he had burned the mills. And one had presented a French flag, what we call the woolen mill down on the river, claiming French ownership, therefore neutral, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. You know, he says too bad, and he burned it anyway. Or wrecked, you know, put it out of commission.
Mm-hmm.
And he included in a report that they had burned the bridge south. Well, that made Sherman mad. He wrote him back, told him to go back into town the next day, round up all the operatives of the mill, march them to Marietta, where we'll put them on the cars and send them north to a neutral territory. He said they will put up a howl, let them take their children and whatever belongings they can carry. You do not have to furnish transportation.
Gosh.
So it was an act of war that was really not, that was an act against the citizenry as opposed to the military.
That's appalling.
Well, it is. It is. But it was pretty well his mindset. He committed acts of war against the citizens where our side didn't do that. We didn't do that in Gettysburg. We didn't do that. We didn't hold anybody. You know, we didn't hold the citizens responsible. But he did, and that was the result.
Place burned? You said it was on his map. Did his men go through there?
Yeah, they took what they wanted, you know, but they didn't. No, they didn't burn anything.
Good.
They didn't burn any houses here. They just wrecked them.
Yeah.
And the general feeling was that there was a lot of stuff stolen out of the houses, but they later determined that it was people that lived here, as opposed to the Yankee soldiers. And I don't have any problem believing that. Usually the members of the cavalry, which was sent over here, Gerard's cavalry, they were people who were smart enough to have owned a horse at some time, you know, to be able to, you had to have, own your own horse, particularly in the Confederacy, if you ran the cavalry. So they were usually a little, for lack of a better term, higher IQ than the old boy. Old dog soldier fighting in the trenches.